We are back in studio here now. We're sitting with the Fee Belly founder and CEO. We've got Michael Asari. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Yes, finally. Everyone here listens to this show knows that one thing, I don't do names so well, and two, I don't think I know how to do my reads well either. But regardless, I've got you in here. This is incredibly fascinating. I am a person who, at this point, like, and you're going to get a kick out of this, is the worst setup of all time probably, but it's fun. Right. I have a policy in my head that is, it's called, how bad do I want this?
Correct.
And if I want something bad enough, I absolutely do not care what the fine print says.
Right.
I figure, you know what? It could literally say anything. Do I need this and do I want it? I'm going to sign it anyway. And I don't even bother reading it. And it's gotten me in plenty of trouble, I can tell you. So when I saw Fee Belly was an opportunity out there that can actually sniff out and find the finer print and let me know what I have signed myself up for, blew me away.
Exactly.
So tell me a little bit. First off, what is Fee Belly?
Okay. So Fee Belly is a fine print detective app for consumers. So it basically shows consumers hidden fees, hidden terms, costly details buried in, you know, financial agreements, contracts for vehicles, apartment leases, buying a home, warranties, you know, anything that you think you're going to shed out money and there is some sort of document you have to sign, Fee Belly can help you sniff out those fees for you.
How did you come up with this? Because I feel like this is something that everyone on the planet would want to have. I mean, it's a no-brainer that you want to have someone to be able to read this for you.
Right.
But a lawyer in your pocket is not the solution I would have thought of.
Correct. Well, I ran into a situation a couple of years ago where I went for a loan at a bank, and I didn't thoroughly read the fine print. And when it's time for me to pay the loan, I kind of got hurt with a couple of fees I need to pay because I was paying the loan early. So really, I'm paying this loan early and I have to pay a prepayment fee and all of this stuff that it had in the fine print, which I didn't read.
Yeah.
And I said, gosh, there has to be a tool where right on that spot, I can take a picture of the document and this tool can go through the document for me fast and tell me what I need to know before I sign.
So how does that work though? Like, so I think a lot of the people who are listening to this, some of them are coming from the tech community are seeing this like, oh yeah, they're probably, the dots are coming together. For those of us who are non-technical, how does that actually work?
Okay, so there are three steps to it. So basically, if you have a document, you usually know what kind of document you're looking at. Let's say you're looking at a car lease. So basically, you're going into Fee Belly and you look for a car lease document or, you know, a transportation document. And then you pick that document, and inside that document is embedded all the fees that our research came up with. And you basically select that document, and you can either take a picture of the document, or you can just send a PDF to Fee Belly or the document. And Fee Belly will go line by line looking at the keywords or the hidden fees that we have in our database with the document.
So and it's an automated process. You don't have like 1,000 people sitting there reading this.
No.
Automated process that knows, I mean, basically 90% of the stuff that's out there that's fine print is boilerplate. I mean, minus a couple of little quirky terms. So what happens then? I guess this is kind of a weird question, but what happens then if you miss one of the fees?
Well, if I miss the fee, what I usually do is I expect, let's say the person, there is a spot where you can actually enter the fees.
Yeah.
You can just say, just put fees. You don't have to know the specific fee. Just put fees. And we'll go line by line and look for anything with, let's say, initiation fee. It will pull that out for you. So there's a generic fee term you can put in. Just put fees. And it will go on line by line and pull
Minimum, it finds anything that has anything a fiduciary or financial thing associated with it.
Right.
So one of the things we do when we have people on the show, specifically ideas like this, because it seems like this was something that was immediately born out of need.
Right.
What is your background? Like, what did you do before this to where it's like, that is, you know, because here's the thing. A lot of founders come in here, right? And they talk about all the stuff they create. Very few of them, when they have a problem that they incur, very few people, not founders, very few people, when they find a problem that they incur, they don't have the technical skills or the know-how or whatever else, experience in cash, whatever, to actually go out and solve it. Right. So when I see a founder who comes up with something like this, I can't wait to ask how you, like, what your background was that enabled you to, like, jump on it.
Right. Well, I'm a computer scientist by training.
That helps. So that's a good starting point.
I mean, I'm a coder. I know how to code.
Yeah.
So basically, but I have over 10 years of experience in infrastructure and architecture, in corporate IT. So Basically, it's just the experience I had with that situation about the bank loan that I figured, you know what, I know what the technical details are to put this stuff together, and I basically just, all I need right now is just the, you know, the auxiliary stuff like promotion and the PR people to work with to get this out. So the technical piece, I took care of it myself.
So you were, I mean, it seems to me that you were literally like born the perfect person to solve this problem.
You can say that.
So I, the last question before we kind of head out is, you know, where, not just where do people go to like to download the app? I'm assuming at this point, like it's sort of a ubiquitous question. We always ask it. I would say Google Play and the App Store is probably where to go. But I want to know, how is adaptation? Like how many people are out there using this?
Oh, well, you know what? We launched 3 months ago.
And oh, so you're new. Okay, you're
fairly new. Yeah, we're fairly new. And we basically have, I have over 2,000 people using this.
That's a great start. And three months and 2,000 people.
Oh, yeah, and I have it all over the world now. I've got China, Korea, Japan, South Africa. I have all over the world a lot of people using this stuff.
That's awesome.
And most of the people are in the U.S., by the way. But yeah. I mean, it took off so quickly, you know, the foreign users that I was amazed, you know.
Well, this is a legit problem. People, I mean, this is actually a legit problem. People like myself, I deal with this all the time. And I, the way I dealt with it was to just, you know, who cares? I just sign away my life, as they say. Where do people go to learn more about FeeBelly?
Well, you can go to FeeBelly.com, or that's the website. Or you can, we have a Twitter page, called FeeBelly. Or you can go to Facebook, FeeBelly-app, and also you can go to the Apple Store to read about it. It's basically, we don't have it on Android yet.
Yep.
Yeah, Android is coming fairly soon, but those are the three areas you can go.
Very cool. Awesome. This is great. Thank you. And of course, congrats on the success, man. That's awesome to have this in different continents already.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And a great idea, by the way. And I have to say before we go, what a great name, FeeBelly.
Yeah,
awesome. I love the name.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Very cool. We'll be back after a break. We're going to have Lightbank Managing Partner Victor Piscucci III. Stay tuned.